It was also a good weekend for the horse called Exaggerator. He won the Preakness Stakes by upsetting the favorite Nyquist. And so we have a satellite hookup. Cray, if you can dial in our satellite from the Pimlico Racecourse, the stables there in Baltimore. I believe we have Exaggerator on the headset there from his stable at Pimlico. Come in, Exaggerator. Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Exaggerator? Yeah, I think we almost had you there. In other news, the Pro Bowl is moving to Orlando. George, your thoughts?
I really don't. Oh. I don't think I've ever seen more panic
in other news, the Dallas Wings won.
They did win their home opener.
Your thoughts?
Yeah. I watched 5 minutes of the game and was semi-impressed.
And in other news,
yeah, we just
the tour of Italy is going on.
Denton County.
We're still.
Why do we keep hearing Becca?
We're still searching.
You gotta pull.
Oh, there! Whoa! What happened?
Hey there, guys. I think it was a problem on your end.
Okay, this is the winner of the Preakness joining us now on the ticket, Exaggerator. Congratulations, Exaggerator.
Thank you, Craig. It's good to be on for the 12th time.
The 12th time?
This is your first, I think.
This is great.
I think we see how he gets his name. Well, that was a great race you ran on Saturday. That was really impressive.
Thank you for knowing that. It was so great winning the Preakness. And by 48 lengths, damn, that's got to be a record.
No, it wasn't by 48. I think you're exaggerating that, Exaggerator.
Maybe you're exaggerating that. I picked up my check this morning.
Oh, yeah?
$1.5 billion.
No, I don't think you won that.
I think I'm going to buy the Cowboys.
They may sell for a little more than that. And they write the check to the horse?
They made it out to me, yes.
Just says Exaggerator on there, huh?
It says Exaggerator. Made out to me, Bank of America.
Well, that was quite the upset. You know, everyone was talking about Nyquist this and Nyquist that. God,
I think of Nyquist. And I don't mean any offense by this, and please don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
Or in any way negative, but Nyquist is a trash horse.
Wow, yeah, that's
terrible.
Trash talking.
He was undefeated until you beat him on Saturday.
Well, now he's defeated. I beat him like twice at the Preakness.
Yeah, once.
I'm like the best horse of all times now.
Well, no. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, because you didn't win the Kentucky Derby.
Even Secretarial didn't win Triple Crowns near as good as me.
Well, it's Secretariat, and he was the greatest horse ever and did win a Triple Crown.
I've won like 4,000 races in my career.
You're only 3 years old.
I got to the track late. I thought I was going to miss the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get there late?
I didn't want to park my 911 out with the plebes. So I got the valet guy to park me right up front. Tipped him like a grand million.
Yeah. This is the winner of the Preakness, Exaggerator, with us on the ticket.
My horse BM is huge.
Now that we believe.
Yeah.
It's like the size of the entire steak building.
Man, you do exaggerate, but you're a great-looking horse, I have to admit. I saw you on Saturday. I thought you were a striking horse.
Well, maybe you're just fans of hometown horses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You're owned by a guy in Flower Mound and a dude in Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth. Go Fort Worth. Go Fort Worth. That's right. So shout out to all my peeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a guy who showed up before the race from Dallas, and he tried to pay me like $1,000 to take a dive.
Oh, really? What did he look like?
I don't know. The strange thing is, he had a panda with him. And he walked with a limp, so I'm assuming he had gotten in trouble with the mob.
We might know that guy.
Yeah, we may know that guy.
What's his name?
Norm?
That's it! That's it!
That was him, huh?
I'm glad you didn't take
like
the money.
6'13".
No, he's not that tall.
Why is George laughing at me?
I can't get over your voice.
You're offending me.
Your voice is pretty funny, I have to admit.
What's so funny about my voice? What's so funny? What makes you laugh about my voice?
George, don't anger exaggerator.
It's just, I don't know. I like cartoons.
Something's funny about my voice and you won't tell me what it is?
No, I don't want to tell you.
Screw you.
Ew.
Screw you.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Are you going to vacation Bible school this summer?
I actually am, as a matter of fact.
VBS, huh?
VBS. We want to get all the horse kids out there to VBS.
All right.
Well, congratulations. It was a great race and the horrible conditions.
Yeah, the way you came back like that is pretty awesome. Are you just giving up or what's going on?
Excuse me.
All right, well, maybe we can talk to you before the Belmont.
I can't believe I did that on the air.
Yeah.
I can't either.
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay. See ya. There's Exaggerator, live from Maryland.